Yo, it's the real deal. O'Neal's on the mic. A dad and his kid, and we say what we like. From the Detroit burbs, yeah, we cover that map. Dropping all things good in a flat rim cap. Pop talk, gang talk, my body too. With the Motor City rhythm and the hometown crew. So if you're feeling the vibe, go ahead, press play. It's all things good every week, no delay.
Welcome to another episode of All Things Good with the Real Deal O'Neals. I'm your host, Aiden, and I'm always joined by...
Your dad, Stu. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing great. Another episode to spread all things good. There's a lot of toxicity in the world, and that's why we do this podcast.
Yeah. I think that's a really healthy reminder for everyone out there. And we got to remember, our new listeners aren't necessarily starting
right
at episode one. So yeah, we created this. Why, bud?
We created this because... Again, like I mentioned, there's a lot of toxic energy. There's a lot of negative energy in the world, whether it's headlines, whether it's just anything in life, social, and we just want to make things positive.
Yep. So we're going to push that positive energy out. Your vibe is your tribe. And yeah. So here comes some good positive stuff. How's your week going, my man? Or actually, your weekend?
Yeah.
Good one?
Yeah. Just wrapped up. Working a lot this weekend and finally got to breathe a little bit after work. But overall, good weekend. We were productive. We made sales and going back to school tomorrow and
excellent.
Back to the old routine, as they say.
Yeah, yeah. And you're meeting up with friends, you said, afterwards. You're going to hang out in Royal Oak?
Yeah, so, after class tomorrow... Me and a good friend of mine that I met in class, we're going to go thrifting downtown Royal Oak.
Excellent.
Yeah, the same thrift store that you and I went to where I bought my blazer.
Yeah, that's a great looking blazer.
Thank you. What was that place called again?
I don't recall.
I don't either, but I'll find it. we'll tour around it. But
I don't recall you buying that blazer either.
No, you did. That's right.
There you go. Little props. Props for pops, all right?
Props for pops. Absolutely.
That's an excellent. Yeah, it's the that's a beautiful looking corduroy blazer, and it's corduroy season for you.
Yeah, so I was going to wear that tomorrow, actually.
And
depending on weather.
And you've hung out with these new friends, these classmates a little bit before, right? Didn't you get some Italian or something?
Not in Royal Oak. Auburn Hills. The Auburn Hills campus.
Oh, a different crew.
Yeah. So I have a crew in Royal Oak, and then I have a crew in Auburn
Hills. That's great. Where'd you guys go in Auburn Hills?
We went to the Olive Garden.
To the garden?
Yeah, we went there.
How was it?
Delicious.
Strong?
I had some chicken Alfredo.
There you go.
And a wine sample. I was the only person there who could legally drink, so I took advantage of that. I had one sip. And... They had this thing going on where you could bring leftovers for free, or like they could make another bowl of what you initially had for free for you to take home. Yeah. For me to take home.
Yeah.
So I did that and I took that to work with me one of those days and I didn't have to spend a thing.
Yeah. Well, you did spend something. I mean, but yeah, I think it's good. You know, I mean,
well, that was an additional cost.
Right. Of course. Yeah. Good point. No, I think it's great. I mean, packing a lunch for work, I was never that good at it. But, man, that sure is a great way to have a healthier lunch, maybe. And sure is a great way to save some money. So, all the socializing, is this good for the soul right here? Is this part of your, would you file this under wellness here?
Well, absolutely. I mean... It's one of the more important things to overall wellness is having a social life. Because, yes, we can be physically fit. Yes, we can be in a really good headspace. But to do that alone is really,
it's
really
difficult. Tough. Yeah, no, loneliness is a big problem. Especially everywhere.
Now.
Yeah, I think so, too.
A lot of it has to do with social media. But
yeah. Yeah. No, I get it. It certainly does. My addition for wellness today is going right back to the Italian food side, or even just a food side, because it's not necessarily Italian, and that's the almighty, you just had one, meatball.
Yeah, we just had some ground chicken meatballs.
Yeah, they're awesome, weren't they?
They were great.
Yeah, so what I love about meatballs is they're really inexpensive, and they can be really inspired. They can be Asian.
Right.
They can be Italian. They can be lamb, chicken, ground beef, whatever you want. And however you want to spice it, you may. I mean, I saw an Asian one where they had it with a hoisin sauce, which would make it a little bit sweeter.
Right.
Then maybe you'd use... You'd substitute the parsley out with some cilantro. I don't know. I think I'm here to praise the almighty meatball because it's good for the soul, good for the pocketbook. And yeah, I think they're pretty healthy because we had ours with just some red sauce, right?
Yeah, red sauce with some parsley, I believe was.
Yep. Parsley from the yard.
And then we had Parmesan cheese with that too. Yeah, black of it too. So we grated that.
Yeah, of course. Freshly grated. Yeah. And some black pepper. Yeah, no, it's good stuff.
Oh,
so
for sure.
That's what I want to praise. I've been eating a lot of them lately just because, again, they're easy and I'm kind of lazy in the kitchen. But I'm pretentious and it's inspired. So, yeah, here's to praise to the almighty meatball and I know I've given them props before. The New York Times cooking app is extraordinary, and they have so many recipes for meatballs out there. So
I bet
if you find yourself in need of inspiration, you know,
I'd
dive right in there. That's for sure. So yeah, what else is going on? There's a lot going on in the wide world of sports, isn't there?
Yeah, so the Major League Baseball has their playoffs going on right now, and unfortunately the Tigers are not advancing, but we're not going to speak on them.
Yeah, but they did well.
They did well, and they fought hard.
Yep.
I'll give them that. But the story I want to talk about is how well the Milwaukee Brewers have been playing.
Ooh.
They just defeated the Cubs in five.
Nice.
And now they're going to the NLCS for a rematch.
Uh-oh.
Against the Los Angeles Dodgers from 2018. So the National League Championship Series will be small market versus big market.
Now LA is obviously a behemoth, and they've pretty much bought a championship. They spend more than anybody else, but that's fine. Yeah. Those are the rules, you know. So here's my question. I'm asking out of ignorance because I don't follow baseball as closely as you do, that's for sure. Do the Brewers have a chance?
Absolutely, they have a chance. They have an incredible offense, underrated pitching rotation, and they're healthy at the right time. They have all their pieces, and the Dodgers, they're injured for the most part.
Are they really?
Yeah, they're missing some key people. I don't know if Clayton Kershaw's even on that roster for the championship series, but yes, he's older.
He's doing some relief, right? And didn't he got rocked?
Like, he got rocked.
Yeah,
out of the Phillies game. And the thing with that is, yes, the Brewers had to play five games to get to that series. That Cubs team was really good though too.
Yeah,
they fought their way to the playoffs as well. I genuinely think that the Brewers have a better chance at making it to the World Series than the Dodgers do right now. And I'm saying that out of bias for sure, but
yeah, well, we'll see.
A really good offense.
I sure hope so. It would really be
it's a small ball offense, and they need to win a championship. You know, another thing I wanted to mention, imagine this World Series matchup. Mariners Brewers fight for their first championship.
No.
Both teams don't have a World Series to their resume.
Yeah.
Imagine if those two win in
that
the World Series.
That would be
Series.
Cool.
Yeah,
that'd
be awesome.
I'd like to, I don't need Canada in the World Series. No shade on Canada, but maybe a little bit. But anyway, I'd love to see those two teams play. That'd be fine if LA won too. I'd be disappointed, but I like that LA team. But
so do I. And you know, if Kershaw went out a champion, I'd be a happy man too.
Yeah, I think he's gonna be all right though.
Well, I mean, he's already got two, but you know,
exactly, two and a lot of money, and yeah, what a great career. God,
a Hall of Famer.
First ballot.
Do you think he's better than Koufax all time?
I don't know. I mean, Koufax had a very brief and amazing career, and I never saw him, so I'm not in a position to say. But they're both greats. They're in the pantheon of great pitchers for the Dodgers
and lefties.
That's for sure. Oh, really?
Both. And they're both lefties.
Hmm. That's cool.
Yep. That's why the comparison's there.
Excellent. Well, my all things good sports story this week also has some connections to Wisconsin.
What's that?
Someone's having a really good year, and he used to play for the Packers, and that's Aaron Rodgers is back.
Oh, yeah.
He's doing all right, man. It's been quiet. People aren't talking about it too much. But,
no.
But, man, he got another win today, and he's playing. He's playing real well.
Torched that Browns defense.
Yeah, yeah.
And the Packers play the Steelers this year.
Yeah. Oh, do they really?
Yep. Sunday Night Football.
The NFL is just like the WWE. You know, lean into these matchups and they put it in the prime nights, which is great. They should.
It's great for the sport and it's great for viewership, and that's why the NFL is the NFL, and they make billions of dollars millions of dollars.
No, billions.
They're a billion-dollar company.
Yeah, they are. Oh, and God, yeah. Oh,
that's the way they make their money, and that's why the WWE makes their money.
Yeah,
that's
no,
the way
you're
they
right.
market
you're,
their matches.
No, it's smart. Yeah, no, that's absolutely true.
Yeah.
That's absolutely true.
Mm-hmm. And next year, correct me if I'm wrong, next year will be the first time in, I want to say, since 2002, where the Super Bowl will be broadcasted on ESPN.
Okay.
So that'll be interesting because usually ESPN hasn't been getting the Super Bowl in years. It would always rotate between Fox, CBS, and NBC. And now it's rotating between CBS, Fox, NBC, ESPN, and Amazon Prime.
Yeah, I got a prediction.
What's that?
I predict that within the next 5 years, it's going to be on YouTube.
I can see that.
Because here's the problem. Really here's do. The problem. I mean, like Amazon, Apple, all these companies, they have more money than God, you know, so they could buy the Super Bowl if they wanted.
Yeah.
But that wouldn't necessarily be in the interest of the sport, because while they have all the money, they don't have all the reach.
They don't have all the reach, but at the same time, I'll even take this a step further. I don't think it'll go to YouTube.
Oh, yeah, what's that?
I think it will go to Netflix first. I think it's going to go to Netflix
first. It could.
Because they already had a Christmas special on
Netflix. Yeah, they've been doing
live. And they did a really good job at it. They had, I think the first broadcast team was Ian Eagle and J.J. Watt, and I want to say they had some other guy there. And now Ian Eagle and J.J. Watt work together on CBS as the top two, like play-by-play and analyst. And then on the other side, they had his son, Noah Eagle, who's now a broadcaster in his own right, with Greg Olson.
Oh, okay.
And Greg Olson's been great for a couple of years before he was replaced by Brady in that top Fox booth. And Brady's done a good job, too. I don't understand the hate around him. He's done a really good job
calling
the game. But I loved Olsen when he first came onto the scene as a broadcaster and as a guy with a bunch of football knowledge.
Yeah, yeah.
And just the way he was able to analyze the play, predict the next read, and really solidify himself. I mean, he's won Emmys doing what he's been doing for a couple of years now. So,
all right. Shout out Greg Olson.
For sure. Friend of the pod.
Friend of the pod. Long time. So what else is going on? So we're in Wisconsin fall, as we know. We're in October.
Close to winter.
Yeah.
Want to give some praise to the hometown, Rochester Hills, because I know a lot of people could see winter as a time of, oh no, it's winter, not really much to do going outside. It's going to be snowing, a lot of shoveling, but that's when Rochester lights up. They have a light show that takes place. I want to say it starts late November, somewhere around there.
Yeah, I'm not certain. Maybe even, but it's joyous, I think, is what
amazing.
You're getting at.
It's amazing. Yeah, seeing all those lights and seeing all the people walking around, it's very much alive there.
Yeah.
And it's very beautiful to see. I love walking around there, and I've grown up with it for years. And growing up in Rochester Hills has been the biggest blessing, because that was just another Sunday to us. And for a lot of people that would come to Rochester for the first time, they're like, oh my gosh, this is amazing.
Yeah, I mean, that's interesting about Rochester is that it's not a, you're never passing through. It's a destination. Either you want to go to Rochester or you don't. You know, it's not somewhere it's not a throughway. So, but man, people do come for the lights, and that's really good for the downtown area and all those businesses too.
It's amazing. It's amazing to see, and just to see the way that Rochester is really starting to grow and really starting to be, I wouldn't, out there in Oakland County for sure. It's definitely a destination, and I love it there, and I loved growing up there.
And we're still here.
We're still here.
That's for sure. That's for sure.
How about yourself? Is there anything around the Metro Detroit area that you wanted to highlight? Or
Well, I will say this, you know, just to continue on the burger theme of our last two podcasts. You know, Marcy and I went to watch the Tigers game the other night, so we went to the Detroiter Bar, the Detroiter Burger Bar, that new place by Papa Joe's in Rochester.
Right.
Damn, that burger is good.
Isn't it?
It's really a wonderful burger. They're not mailing it in. It's not hit and miss. It's just a home run.
Yeah, that's a home run.
Yeah.
Did you guys split it, right?
Yeah, we're not monsters.
Well, I mean, we didn't split it last time. We both got the full burger when we went.
Oh yeah, well.
Yeah, we didn't split it.
Yeah. Well, we also got, Marcy and I also got a salad. That's what we like to do.
Yeah, we'll split it off.
We'll split a salad, you know, get our vegetables, and then split a burger. So, you know, we enjoy the good stuff.
What burger did you end up getting?
Just classic cheeseburger. Classic? Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
When was the last time you had have you ever had a hangover burger?
Oh, with the egg on it? You were telling me about that. No.
You've never had that?
No.
Well, one, that's crazy foreshadowing, because at one point I would just...
Never had a hangover either.
I never have.
What's so funny?
I never have. Have you?
Maybe once or twice.
Okay.
Yeah, I could count them on one hand.
I'll shoot this over to your brother and my uncle to make sure if that's true or not, or your Fraser buddies.
Uncle Eric would validate that.
You think he would?
I think he would. I don't think he's ever had one either.
What about Tony?
Tony definitely hasn't. He doesn't drink. No, never.
Oh, really?
No.
Never?
He's an elected official. Yeah. No, that's why he's in office. No skeletons now.
No, that's not what I was asking. I was saying, do you think he would see, like, if I were to ask him if you had a hangover?
Oh, yeah. He'd spill. He might tell some lies, but... Yeah.
Lies, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, but... Yeah, so, yeah, other than that, Detroit Metro, I know, you know, just been home a lot lately, so, I can't really say, but again, the Detroiter Burger Bar, I'd say, you know, I probably mentioned them before, but...
I think we mentioned that on our burger episode.
We definitely did.
That's the obsession with burgers in this family.
But no, nothing too much. It's just, you know what, I will say this, I just love the way this town looks in the fall. You know,
isn't it?
It's in the sweet spot of fall right now, where the sun's out, it's not too cold, and the leaves are on the trees and they're turning colors.
Yeah,
that's the sweet spot of fall.
It's beautiful.
And then in like 5 weeks, it's going to be, you know, gray, wet. Trees look like death. Yeah, so that's when.
That's when you know winter's coming.
That's when you're like glad that there's lights in downtown Rochester.
Right, and. As in Game of Thrones would say, winter's coming.
Yes, that's for sure.
Yep.
So do we want to introduce our guest today? We have an experimental guest today.
Yes, we do. You all have used it, or at least the vast majority of people or our viewers have used this, whether it is for advice, tests, or even just paper. Just to learn in general. Please welcome ChatGPT.
Hey there, Chad. Are you out there?
Hey, Stuart, I'm here and ready to help. What's on your mind today?
Actually, remember our conversation about the podcast?
Absolutely. We've chatted about the podcast quite a bit, from the topics you cover to the guests you bring on and even the song choices at the end of each episode. Anything specific you want to dive into today?
We just had one question for you. Well, couple questions. We're wondering if there's anything out there that's good, that's really making you feel positive today.
Oh, that's a great question. I think there's a lot of positive stuff happening. For example, there's been a lot of really inspiring advancements in AI, making creative.
Uh oh. I think we lost them.
Uh oh. You still there? Oh, wow. So much for advancements in AI.
So much for advancements in AI that they cut us off towards the end.
Work more accessible and fun.
Oh, there you are.
Also, there's been some really heartwarming community-driven projects and initiatives, plus plenty of good news in the wellness and environmental spaces.
That's very nice. Thank you.
Yep. I'm still here. No worries at all. Feel free to...
Well, I don't know whether to blame chat or to blame T-Mobile, so I'm going to blame T-Mobile.
Absolutely. It's just
like AI-generated art and music that are becoming more sophisticated and accessible. Plus, there are lots of positive impacts in fields like healthcare, where AI...
All right. Hey, chat, will you do me a favor?
You're very welcome. If you have any other questions or just want to chat more about positive things, I'm here for it.
Hey, would you recommend one song that you love to play us out of the podcast? All right, well, so much for that. Not a music lover.
You're going to throw the ball in my court?
I'm going to throw the ball in your court, big man. You got it? Yeah. Is there? Well, first of all, is there anything else you wanted to talk about?
No, we've covered it pretty much.
Yeah, we're good. It's been
Well, how are you going to attack the week? We always finish with that.
Yeah, the week. Marcy's in New York right now with your cousin Fia and Nikki, your aunt. And they come back on late Tuesday. So, you know, I've been doing a lot of stuff with AI. I've been making some videos with them, some spots for clients. So I'm gonna keep doing that, and I'm gonna keep working out hard. I really, really have to, and just getting this.
How's your tennis elbow?
It's getting better. But it's not. It's still painful.
Yeah.
So as your Uncle Steve said, so with all of his heart, you know, thoughts and prayers from the family.
Yeah.
I think he was being a little facetious there, don't you?
Sure.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, disingenuous. I think is another word for
it. I thought that was very genuine.
Yeah, straight from the heart, huh?
Definitely.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I don't know about that. So yeah, no, the tennis elbow still hurts, but you know, everything else is just, you know,
top form.
Ah, pristine. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But everything is great. How about yourself? You got school, you got work.
Yeah, got a lot of things. We're getting close to the Thanksgiving season and Black Friday, and the mall's gonna pick up and we're gonna have a lot of people. I don't know what to feel about it, but I'm excited for the challenge.
Well, you know what? More people, more sales. You're going to make some money.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
So, yeah, and that's why you're there, you know?
Yeah.
And to have a good time. Hopefully you're having a good time.
Absolutely.
Meeting some people. So, all right. Well, let's do this. Well, I love you, son.
Love you, too.
All right. So, what's your song?
So, this song is to, well, one, you introduced it to me.
Okay.
And I've loved it for years. And this song also has a lyric that refers to my cousin Justine never knew the rules. So that being said, the song that we're choosing tonight is 1979 by the Smashing Pumpkins.
Oh, very, very nice. I like it. You keep surprising me.
Yeah.
All right.
What did you think it was going to be?
I just always, it's not like I ever think it's going to be a particular song. I just think it's going to be contemporaneous, you know?
Yeah.
You know, and not from 30 years ago. so, but yeah, I'm glad. I love how Apple Music, you know, and
right.
And has, in the way that you and your sister Ava, the captain, have really fallen in love with music and really embraced the beauty of discovery and exploration of everything that's out there.
Yeah, and that's for every genre too. And if it weren't for Apple Music or even Spotify,
yes,
I'll say Spotify too.
For sure.
One, I would have never have discovered Pavarotti if it weren't for either.
Yeah, there you go.
And I never thought I would enjoy opera. And then that happened.
Well, good, good. You know, you just keep curious. Keep being curious. Keep discovering. It's a beautiful world out there. There's so much art that's been created. There's so much more to come. And just embrace it and love life, all right?
Absolutely. Well, we're going to let this song play out, and we will see you next week.
Yeah, bring the love, everybody.
Absolutely. Take care.
Agency production, recorded and edited by Aiden Big Deal O'Neill.